Hello there in Radio Land. This is KPTZ in Port Townsend, and this is Attention Please.
Can I have your attention, please?
May I have your attention, please?
May I have your attention, please?
May I have your attention, please?
Can I have your attention, please?
May I have your attention, please?
May I have your...
So hello, everyone. It's a special edition of Attention Please. It is live. I am your host, Jim Burke, this week. I have with me County Commissioner Kate Dean, and we're here to talk about Thing. Hi, Kate.
Can you hear me now?
I can.
Great.
Wow, so many...
Hi, Jim.
So
thanks
many
so much for having us.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. Who's joining you and me, Kate, today?
We have Grace Love with us today, a local musician and artist and chef and maker of all kinds. Thanks so much for being here, Grace.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
I'm really excited to see your set at Thing, August 26th, 1255 Parade Grounds. I will be there, and it's my birthday, so I'm super excited.
Wow.
Oh, it's great.
So we were hoping to have Sarah Strasbaugh from STG join us, too. Jim, she's not in the Zoom waiting
machine. Wait a second. She might be. Hang on.
This is Sarah Strasbaugh from Seattle Theater Group, the nonprofit that hosts Thing. And I was hoping we could have a conversation today. I'd love to just feature Grace Love's work and talk a little bit about her performance and what it's been like to... you know, work at a local festival. And then also I'd love to hear from Sarah about Seattle Theater Group's, the educational programming that they do and the community outreach that they do. So just really appreciate both of our guests being here. So can we open it up to them, Jim?
Yeah, absolutely. They're both live now. So
great.
Grace, do you want to start?
Yeah. I don't have a specific guide of what I'm supposed to be talking about, but I'm just excited to partake. I've worked with STG before, always had a great time. It's really cool that they've brought this incredible festival out here to Port Townsend, something that I have been wanting for over the 7 years that I've been in Port Townsend, just something that's really cool and eclectic. To be brought to this beautiful part of the world. And it's really, really dope that we get a chance to partake in our backyards. People will be so jealous after they have to leave and we don't.
It's true. We live in a wonderful place.
We do. It's really pretty and it's gorgeous. And I'm excited that I get to sing in a big way in my backyard. And also, I'm going to be one of the vendors. So come and get some soul food. I'm just really excited that STG and Adam Zaks and all the participant people that are running the thing are coming out here. It's really cool.
Yeah. Let me just say first, and Grace must be the only performer who's also a vendor, right? Is anyone else fit that unique check two boxes like that?
Not that I'm aware of. I think, you know, I mean, at what festival do you have that really? I think Grace is a unicorn in that way. It's awesome.
Yeah. And she does both really, really well somehow.
Yeah.
So welcome, Sarah. Do you want to talk a little bit about what STG is up to other than the obvious, which is putting on an awesome music festival, but it has some really unique components?
Absolutely. So definitely the Thing Festival is music, it's art and other things. And a lot of what STG education and community engagement programs is bringing to the festival. We're bringing things that happen year round in Western Washington that STG does, but making sure that that is represented at the festival. So everything from performances by our up and coming artists through our More Music at the More program, spoken word artists through our Elevate program, hip hop artists through a collaboration that we have with 206 Zulu and Totem Star, which are two great hip hop organizations. We also have dance workshops that are happening, dance everything from West African dance, Bollywood, jazz, hip hop, breaking. We have Mexican folklorico dance, musical theater, tons and tons of different things for people to do. And then we also have a booth that's happening in the market area of the festival, where we have things for all ages. I mean, all of this is for all ages, but the booth in the market will have lawn games, we'll have African drumming, theater games, arts and crafts. And then we're partnering up with a group, Urban Artworks. It's a fantastic organization that does murals and has youth participating in those murals. And they're going to be designing a mural. The youth are designing a mural for everyone to be able to paint. So it's a community painting that's happening at the booth as well.
What? So they're sketching out a mural and then people can join in and paint it? Kind of like a color by numbers on a wall?
A little bit, yeah, exactly.
That sounds like a lot of fun.
Really just, yeah, bringing people together to paint, and it's a music-themed piece that the youth have designed.
Fantastic. And where is that going to be in the festival? I mean, in location-wise?
Yeah, on the parade grounds.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, on the parade grounds of Fort Worden, there's a big market, and there's about 50 vendors that have all different kinds of, you know, everything from, I should look at my notes, but underwear to textile arts, books, henna, glassworks, pottery.
Leather, music. I've seen record stores. I guess it's Quimper Sound has a booth there too, right?
Yeah, exactly. So there's a whole bunch of vendors. And then STG, we have a booth there where we have, as I mentioned, African drumming, lawn games, and then the mural painting with Urban Artworks.
Fantastic. Grace, what's on your menu of the soul food you purvey?
Okay. Well, this year I kept it simple. I mean, I did so last year as well. But I have a thing called a soul bowl. So it's a layer of macaroni and cheese topped with collard greens and fried chicken pieces with a honey hot sauce.
Mm.
And then we'll have my infamous soul punch, which will keep you motivated throughout the whole evening because it's a black tea based tea and it's not too sweet. It's refreshing and it's going to be really great. And I'm really excited about it.
Wow. Soul bowls and tea. All right.
I can vouch. I had the soul bowl last year. It was excellent. I also bought underwear at the market and it's some of my favorite underwear. So wow. I can vouch for multiple things we've talked about.
Kate, is this locally organically grown underwear? I'm just wondering.
Made in Portland, I think. Yeah, it is organic cotton, and I think it's made in Portland.
All right. So, sorry, you were going on about, you were about to say something. I'm sorry.
Well, I do want to put in a plug for the tribal storytelling, which was incredible last year. And that was kind of unexpected. You know, I stumbled upon that and was so pleased that I did. Different storytellers this year. But I mean, it is a music festival, so can we talk about the music for a minute? Other than
is there music at this festival?
What's that?
Is there music at this festival?
Really good music.
Wow.
So I have Grace on my calendar, but I would love to hear from Grace and from Sarah who they're excited to hear play.
Oh, anyone want to jump in?
Yeah, I am excited. I'm going to do my very best not to fangirl too hard, but I can't promise anything, so I'm just sending this out there. Thundercat is like, I mean, as a crazy, cool, eclectic musician myself and working through all of those things, I am so excited to see and experience Thundercat live and Sylvanesso. I mean, there's a couple more, but like those two stick out for me. So I'm like, I feel like a fangirl, but also I'm like, cool, I'm playing the same festival.
Yeah, I'm looking at the poster. Fleet Foxes, Lil Yachty, Sylvanesso, Thundercat, Cigarettes After Sex. Those are the big names.
Yeah.
Sarah, what do you got?
I mean, of course, Grace Love. I'm excited to see Grace always. I'm really excited for people to hear our three bands from our More Music at the More program. So we have Midpack, which is sort of like a psych rock group. Extremely talented. If you're fans of Krungbin, I think that's how you pronounce it. Very much in line with that. Cherry Ferrari is the other group that's on Saturday. They're disco pop, really fun duo. And then the third on Sunday is the band Them, which is four girls, and they are really taking off. They're based in Seattle and also in LA now. They're starting to sort of perform all over, really talented artists. So I hope that you guys check them out. And then, yes, of course, Sylvan Esso, Budos Band, Fleet Foxes, Lil Yachty. I'm excited for comedians too, like Sarah Sherman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, comedians, there's a bunch of different, some talks, there's a bunch of different things happening. It is a music festival, but it's, you know, I think one of the great things about this festival is that it's even more, it brings great music and other things, you know.
Right, right. So, things yeah. to thing. It, right. You know, it does remind me of, there was a festival that was going on a little over, oh gosh, it's like 24 years ago, I think was the last one. It was right before 9/11 that they stopped. But the WOMAD Festival in Redmond was amazing. And it was something that Peter Gabriel and others put together. Musicians from around the world, artists, all kinds of things going on. And then 9/11 happened. And I think half the musicians couldn't even get into the United States at that point. So they just stopped. I don't know whether they moved it to another country. My understanding was that the idea was to have it 5 years on each continent. But I think it just sort of fell apart after 9/11, unfortunately. But Thing reminds me of that vibe. It's so great. There's so much going on. There's always something to see. There's always something to hear, touch, and feel. So it's a fun festival.
Absolutely. And for the, you know, all ages, really. I'm bringing my kids. I know that, you know, it's really for families. Kids under 12 get in for free. So, you know, there's lots for the entire family to do. And I also want to mention, you know, we have a couple of things that are happening in the morning for, especially for those Port Towns and locals. We have yoga that's happening on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. That's free for everyone. Don't need a ticket even to get into that. But, you know, there's things happening throughout the whole weekend. So, yeah, we hope that people can check everything out.
Kate, what do you got?
Well, I want to put in a plug, too, for Soundcheck, which is the local festival happening in conjunction with Thing. And really appreciate the partnership that is helping to promote some local businesses and artists as well. So really encourage folks to check that out. I do want to, Jim, I'm not sure how much time we have, but I do want to be sure we give both Grace and Sarah an opportunity to plug. I know Grace has a new single out, I believe. Is that right, Grace? Will you tell us about that? And then also, Sarah, how do we get tickets? Anyone who hasn't gotten tickets yet?
We have about 15 minutes. I think we're good.
Oh, good. Good, good. Okay.
Yeah. I actually have a new project that came out back in February called Work in Protest. And it has been one of my love childs throughout the pandemic. And so Work in Protest, you can find that on Spotify, you can find it on my Bandcamp, and my newest single, Naked, actually it's spelled Naked, because that's how the Southerner in me says it, and that came out this last week, so you can stream that on Spotify, get me some numbers, y'all, let's go Port Townsend.
Come on.
Yeah.
Did you hear that, Jim? You got to play it now.
Okay. I can't play right it this, now, but at this moment, but yeah, soon. Next Monday, for sure.
Yes.
All right. See, I'm going to write that down.
And Sarah, there are still tickets available for Thing?
There are. There's still tickets. You can find out, you can buy your tickets and also find out tons of information at Thing Northwest or NW, thingnw.org has everything you need.
And I loved that you guys did a promotion for a discount for locals buying in person at Fort Worden. That was a great benefit. Do you know if that's still available or is that a thing of the past for early purchasers?
You know, that I am not sure. I apologize. Yeah, I don't know that in that detail.
Got it.
All right. Well, if anybody out there knows, you can write me email, but I won't be able to read it. We're having technical difficulties with our email this week. Kate, I know that the county had an awful time with the email last week, discussed it with Greg on Friday and others who helped troubleshoot that. But ours is just a local thing. It's not a your emails to us are not going into some abyss or being sucked off and sent overseas or anything like that. It's simply this interface right here.
I have to say, it was kind of nice not getting email for 5 days, but I've been playing catch up now, of course.
Right. Well, you know, phone calls are nice, and seeing people in person is also nice. And it was also very nice that the county encouraged people to come on down and see people or call them on the phone. I'm kind of old school that way. I things get lost in the translation in texts and emails for me. Anyway, it's tone. True. Tone is important.
Hey, could we talk a little bit about how unique Thing is? And, you know, I just feel like it's such a treat that we live in a small town that is able to attract such talent. I think that's really unusual. You know, we're used to traveling to huge venues. As Grace said, this is in our backyard. Like, because I'm solidly middle-aged now, I love being able to sleep in my own bed, you know, be in bed by 11 after going to a music festival in my own bed. It is dreamy. And it just happens to be every year it's been on my birthday weekend that it's been held. So of course that's great to have a built-in party, but I've had the benefit of being able to meet Adam Zaks and, you know, talk about kind of his vision, how he decided to, have this festival in Port Townsend. But Sarah, I wonder if that's something you could speak a little bit more to, because I think it's a great story.
Yes. And I also have breaking news for you, update that, yes, that discount 20%, I believe, for Port Townsend locals, it's still available at Fort Worden. Right. So got that update. But yeah, Thing, you know, we used to, or we still do have a Dance This camp that happens at Fort Worden. And so STG is no stranger to the area. We love coming out there to do the Dance This camp. We also did a Modest Mouse show there a few years ago. And just really wanted to, we've fallen in love with the area and felt like the Fort Worden campus is so special, being really close to such a dynamic town of Port Townsend, where there's so much music, so much art, so much creativity happening. And then to have that beautiful spot right on the water, we just saw the possibilities that already there was such an arts component there, so many artists doing residencies. Just saw, you know, Adam saw the possibility there of bringing a festival. So I think it, as so many of the, you know, smaller festivals that are there, mighty but smaller festivals like Fiddle Tunes and, you know, all the different things that are happening. And we at STG wanted to create something that just brought these international and national artists to the area, and Fort Worden and Port Townsend seemed like the perfect area.
Well, and I love too, Adam talks about how, you know, he had his festival at the Gorge. Why am I blanking on the name? Sasquatch.
Sasquatch, yeah.
Years. And then I think he and I are almost exactly the same age. You know, he said just at a certain point, like, you know, it just was like sleeping on the ground was got a little more uncomfortable. And, you know, the porta potties with thousands of people becomes a little less desirable. And like, this is like the middle-aged version. Thing is of Sasquatch, and I just love that because it's true. I feel the same way. Like, I feel so old when I go to a lot of music festivals now, but at Thing I'm like, oh, this is totally my demographic. Like, this was made for me. It's such a treat.
Right I mean, it's right there. It's in a, you know, I mean, certainly Port Townsend is not urban, but you know, it's in a spot that is more accessible. To have neighborhoods and families nearby, you're not making that trek out to the middle of the desert, which is always great. But I agree with you that having a hotel or having your own bed as it is for you, is a great thing. So, again, it's a great spot.
I feel like not a true Northwesterner because I've never been to the Gorge to see a concert. I feel like I've missed out on so many things. Joni Mitchell, most recently, of course. But one of the things I'll remind our listeners of is that remember, if you go to the festival, you can park elsewhere in town and ride a bike or walk in or something like that, because parking's always at a premium. I know some people sometimes mow their lawns and put out signs, you can park here for $10. But the odd thing was that in the last few years, the last few times we had this here, a lot of those remote parking lots went unused. And I think it was because people figured out, oh, we can park at the park and ride, and we can ride the bus because there's a shuttle that goes around town, or I can get my bike off the back of the car and I can ride in. So there's many alternative ways to get to the venues. And it just keeps the congestion to a minimum.
That's right. And the shuttles are free. And there is the Recyclery of Jefferson County is providing a bike parking depot at the festival. So you can bring your bike, and there's great bike parking.
Jefferson County Solid Waste is doing that?
No, the
Recyclery. I'm sorry.
Yeah, which is a bike. they fix.
Right. I know. Right down the street here from the station. I'm sorry. Yeah, the Recyclery, which does lots of bicycle programs for kids and adults, and has changed their shop from a retail shop to a teaching shop, in a sense, where they're open a few days a week and they can teach you how to fix your own bike instead of having them do it. So a big shout out to the Recyclery down the street here. Kate.
Yeah. And Grace, I'm wondering if you can tell us a little bit about, and maybe you have surprises up your sleeve for Saturday, but, can you give us any little sneak peek about your set on Saturday and anything you're kind of hoping for or thinking about in preparation for that?
No secrets being spilled today, but I will say that Port Townsend, I would be honored if you showed up at 12:30 and got in front of that stage, because the last show that I had in town just reminded me why I still do music. And so just having my Port Townsend crew in the front row going crazy. I know it's earlier in the day, but it would just mean so much to me to have all of that support to lean into, because I'll tell you, I've done a lot of shows in my life, and my favorite shows have been in Port Townsend, because not only do y'all show up, y'all show out. And I really appreciate that, because it means so much to me. I mean, I know it means a lot to a lot of artists, but for me, especially as I get older and I, you know, have the teeter totter of, do I still do this? It's always nice to be reminded. Yes, you still do this. And Port Townsend has been such a growing experience for me, but also learning that, like, people will show up and they will show out and have a good time. So Port Townsend, that's all I'm asking. Just show up, show out. It's going to be fun. There's a lot of little sparkly things that are going to happen, and I'm really excited to share it with you.
Yay,
well,
Port Townsend.
Well, I think my whole birthday brunch around it. And my daughter sent out invites, and she said, but you have to leave by noon to go see Grace Love. So we're supporting you all the way.
All right.
Thank you so much.
What stage are you performing on, Grace? Do you know that?
Yeah, I'm at the Parade Grounds, which is actually my favorite stages. And so yeah. I feel grateful and lucky.
The big stage.
Yeah, the big stage. Go, yay. Grace.
All right. Fantastic. See, we are almost out of time. We got about four minutes or so. Anybody else want to contribute something to this Thing Festival extravaganza?
Well, I'll piggyback off of what Grace was saying about, you know, gates open at noon and there is music that starts right at noon. So, you know, definitely come at the beginning of the festival, and then we have things all the way until 11 o'clock at night. You know, the big stages end at about 10, but we have like Saturday night, for example, we have a great show. There's a hip hop show, Pacific Northwest Mic Check, PNW Mic Check, and it's bringing together like an incredible group of hip hop artists from the region, and they're really going to be your favorite next hip hop artist. So stellar talent, and that's at 10 p.m. So again, from noon all the way to the end of the day, just plan on staying there. There's lots of great food and places to come in out of the sun. But I hope everybody can just take advantage of everything that is going on the weekend.
Well, and it's, I was really surprised. I met with Adam Zaks, the artistic director, founder of Thing, shortly after the festival last summer. And he, I was saying how I felt like I had a transcendental experience. I think it was on Sunday night where Jose Gonzalez played and then Jungle played. And then I'm forgetting the name of the artist who played the last 10 p.m. to 11 p.m. show, a Middle Eastern woman. And he said, oh, you peaked at just the right time. Not a drug reference, but like the amount of thought that goes into programming and curating this to have like, I mean, literally like, I had the exact experience he had designed in his mind. The order of the artists and the type of music, and it totally worked. I was like, how did you know? It's like, oh, right. That was by design. And you know, something I love is that the festival every year has a few names that I know. I don't stay super current in music, but you know, I like to, I have teenagers. I like to keep up a bit. And then a bunch of names that I don't know. And I'm always surprised how good they are. And so when people say, oh, I don't know anybody in the lineup, I'm not going to go, I'm like, come on, you can trust that these professionals are picking great artists who you might not know. And I get so frustrated when people, you know, they'll spend $600 to go see a band from the 80s. Right. And I'm like, open yourself up to new music. There's so much good new music to experience. You don't have to know the name. You don't have to know the songs and the chorus. Go and trust that there's professionals who have done an amazing job curating an experience. So obviously, I feel really lucky to have this in our backyard and really grateful that STG brings it to us and that there's incredible artists like Grace Love who are willing to come out to our little town. Many of them probably wonder where the heck are we, but Grace knows where to find us.
Kate, you're absolutely right. You know, there, even you too was relatively unknown back in 1979. And so many other artists that I've really taken to over the years, I've seen in places like the Tractor Tavern in Ballard and other places where in Seattle where, you know, they're relatively unknown at the time, but then they became bigger stars. And even people who've played Thing and before they played Thing. I mean, Modest Mouse was relatively unknown at a time, and they became more and more known, of course. And a lot of these people on the, even the big names, they were relatively unknown recently, like within the last 10 or 15 years. I think Fleet Foxes is the one I know the best here on the list, but I'm very excited about the new acts and the new people we'll see.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're just about out of time. Does anybody have a 10-second soundbite? Why don't we start with Grace? Grace.
Okay. This is KPTZ in Port Townsend, and this is. Whoa! I messed it up.
No, it's all right. You got the station ID right anyway. Anyway, I wanted to thank Sarah Strasbaugh, my co-host Kate Dean, Grace Love. Thank you so much, Grace Love, who is a soul food slinger and an awesome singer. Thank you all for being here today on Attention Please. I'm going to play something that's going to get us out of here. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you,
everyone. See you at Thing.
See you there.
Bye-bye.
Could I have your attention, please?
May I have your attention, please?
May I have your attention, please?
May I have your attention, please?
This is KPTZ in Port Townsend.